Police, SC father turns himself in after baby overdoses on fentanyl. By Amy Furr on February 22, 2024. A man police were trying to find after his one-year-old overdosed on fentanyl has turned himself into authorities in Lawrence, South Carolina. The initial story began when police officers responded to a call on February 12 about a cardiac emergency involving a child at a home on Gray Street, WSPA reported Thursday. The child at the residence was showing signs of distress. After first responders transported the patient to a hospital, it was determined the child had overdosed on fentanyl, police said. Fox Carolina reported, officials confirmed that the one-year-old is okay and was taken into emergency custody with two other children who were in the house. Officials took the baby's mother, identified as Naja Simpson, into custody following the incident. She now faces charges including unlawful neglect of a child. In addition, the father, Tyrus Johnson, had an outstanding warrant for fentanyl possession and fled the scene, but on Tuesday Johnson turned himself into the Lawrence Police Department, the WSBA report said. In a social media post on February 13, the Lawrence Police Department detailed the case, stating that officers uncovered evidence of deception and drug activity in the household, which led to the execution of a search warrant. The agency continued. During a thorough search, our officers found approximately 1 gram of fentanyl, drug paraphernalia, i.e. multiple scales, etc., marijuana, and ammunition. Despite no firearm being found, the presence of these items is deeply concerning, and we believe Tyrus Johnson, who is at large and wanted for child neglect and now a multitude of other charges, may be armed and dangerous and under the influence of drugs. In light of this harrowing discovery, two other children, ages 5 and 6, living in the household were taken into protective custody by officers and turned over to DSS. We are leaving no stone unturned, swabbing surfaces for further evidence of drug exposure throughout the house. Our priority remains the safety and well-being of all children involved. Per the WSBA report, Johnson was charged with 3 counts of unlawful neglect of a child, possession of more than 2 grams of fentanyl, criminal conspiracy, 2 counts of possession of marijuana, POA controlled substances near a school, possession of a firearm by a convicted felon, and 3 counts of failing to report child abuse. A woman in Fort Myers, Florida, was recently arrested after her infant allegedly overdosed on fentanyl but was brought back to life thanks to CPR, according to Breitbart News. In January, authorities in Ohio charged the parents of a 4-year-old who overdosed on fentanyl on his birthday in November, the outlet reported. To read more Breitbart News coverage about the fentanyl crisis that has devastated many Americans, click here. Flashback: It's Your Fault, Republicans Cheer Biden Over Fentanyl Deaths.